Hey, hi. Hi, welcome to the Lens Pinball Podcast. My name's Nate Stellhorn, and I am your host. The Lens Pinball Podcast is the only pinball podcast that's always over in under 3 minutes, only recorded one time. I'm always riffing on this thing. There's no fucking script. There's no redos. I just roll with it, baby. I just roll with it. It's also a really stupid podcast, and I think it's cool if you listen to it, but I don't know. I guess it's only 3 minutes, but maybe there's a better use of your time out there. Maybe not. Maybe this is exactly what you want to be doing. I'm in San Diego. This podcast, oh, it's about three things. My dog, Harold, who I get to see tomorrow. I'm excited. I miss him. He's staying with a couple of friends who have dogs, and I guess all the dogs just love each other. It's adorable. Pictures have been cute. It's about Gottlieb, the humanoid pickle. Breaking news, there's a new Gottlieb in town. Gottlieb 4 just came out, posted on his Instagram page. Gottlieb 4 is also Death.Flip3, and we'll talk about more about that in a second. Podcast is also about pinball. I've been playing pinball all week in San Diego after work. At a place called Brewski's. It's the only place I've found that has like good games. I met some pinball people the other day, hanging with Pierce, Portland Pierce, who's down here for work a bunch. Very nice folks. I didn't really chat with anybody all that much, but I was kind of focused on getting some games in after work and de-stressing a little bit. But I've been jamming on the Star Wars, new Star Wars at Brewski's. And Godzilla at Brewski's, those are the two that I've just put a ton of time into trying to get a score. And I haven't been able to do shit until last night. I think I got like the tail whip champ on Godzilla one day, and I was like, okay, that's kind of lame. But last night, I went to Brewski's with the old homie, Brandon Smith, also known as Slam Tilt, from the Crazy Flipper Fingers. We chatted, had a good time. I hadn't seen him in a couple of years. He wouldn't stop talking about how skinny I was, which I don't hate when people do that. I actually like it. Thanks, Brandon. I know I look good, buddy, and appreciate you saying it. But we played a bunch. He was crushing Dungeons and Dragons. The dude kept talking about how I never play. I don't have anybody to play with down here. I'm gonna try and introduce him to some people tonight. See if Pierce wants to go hit Brewski's and connect him to the San Diego pinball people. But he was crushing Dungeons and Dragons. He's a goddamn good player. I was tired as hell. I'd worked, I don't know, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. But I still had to go meet Brandon. We're gonna hang out tonight too. I said one last game, no scores yet. One last game. Put up 1.35 bill on Star Wars. It was nasty, nasty game. GC'd it. Previous GC was 950, I think. Yeah, three Death Star multi-balls, three Hoth multi-balls. I got a Hoth super jackpot for 95 mil, which was my biggest one. I don't know how to build that up. But it felt good when I hit it. I'll tell you that much. Good time overall. Brewski's the only place to play good pinball in San Diego, from what I've seen so far. It's not much of a drive. But I can see how if you like live in San Diego proper and you're somebody who drinks alcohol, you wouldn't go there that often because it'd be a pricey Uber ride and or an unsafe drive home. But I like San Diego. I got a little bit of sun. Work has been great. The people I work with down here are awesome. I'm gonna start spending more time down here for work and more time down here for pinball stuff. My only critique is it looks like they have zero IFPA events, like one a month, maybe even one every 2 months. It's kind of sad. Somebody hosts some damn events at Brewski's. Like Jesus, a Brewski's weekly would be great. It's an easy place and a great space and really good games. All right, well, go play some pinball. Oh, last thing, Death.Flip3. I dropped it on Instagram last night. Rushing it a little bit. I was talking to a neighborhood friend about how I wanted to do something hyper local for the next Death Flip. And she works with three or four different nonprofits that are really hyper local to Lentz. And she suggested this, I don't think it's a nonprofit, Guerreros Latinas. And it's this person who's working to help people in immigrant communities locally who are impacted by what's going on politically right now, in a bunch of different ways. And a lot of the stuff that they're doing right now is being kind of coming out of their own pockets. So they've got a GoFundMe. I think they've raised $2,000 out of 50,000. So I don't know. Like, I'm learning more about the projects that they're working on. But right when I heard about what was going on, I was like, oh, cool. Let's put out Death Flip 3 and kick $400 their way by selling 30 limited prints. It's the Xenon print that has Gottlieb on it, Gottlieb 4 on it, that Voda has done art, a bunch of art for Ground Control and Pinbrawl, and is a friend of a friend and very cool guy. And Vo said, let's do something around food security and SNAP stuff. And with the government opening back up, the SNAP stuff's still important and probably not a fight that's over. But this seemed like a really hyper local, great thing to do around the holidays, around food security. Some of the stuff that they're doing is making sure that they get just regular groceries to specific families in the community. Last week they served 15 families long-term groceries paid out of pocket. And so selling some art prints, Xenon art prints with Gottlieb to kick some money their way seemed like something worthwhile to rush Death Flip 2 to the print, or excuse me, Death Flip 3 to the printer, get some prints sold. I'm going to send the money in advance and worry about that later. I'm stoked for the art and I'm stoked for the cause and excited to keep getting these things out. Like, I think I'm going to have to slow down a little bit. And I decided the other day that I'm never going to go over 30 prints. Like, balancing my life and work and the stuff that I do with Lens Pinball, Death Flip gets what it needs to get done on this scale. And until I maybe bring somebody else in or delegate this thing to somebody else, this thing gets art out there, gets money to a good cause. It's not $1 million, but it's something that helps, and it accomplishes the goals that I kind of started this thing with. So I'm gonna keep it right in this little groove that feels good. All right, we'll go play pinball. Have a good time, and I hope you get a fucking GC on Star Wars. That thing's a mother. That thing is mean. It's a bash 'em up, and it felt damn good getting dialed in and doing my first billion plus on it. All right, have a good one. Bye.